The Lebanese Prime Minister has criticised Hezbollah overnight for failing to disarm, saying that its refusal to do so is hurting the country. It comes as Israel carried out more strikes in Lebanon this week, killing civilians, with the UN now confirming at least 127 deaths since last year's ceasefire. The attacks are fueling fears of another wider war. Hezbollah warns the recent strikes have crossed a red line, while thousands of displaced civilians are yet to return to their homes. Anchal Vora is an international affairs columnist at Foreign Policy magazine and a geopolitical analyst covering countries including Lebanon and the Middle East. Anchal, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Hi there.
What do you think is behind these increasing Israeli strikes?
So the Israelis say that according to them, Hezbollah started to rebuild. They've claimed that they've decimated the group, but now the group is starting to, you know, bring back its cadre and start the work of rebuilding its organization militarily as well. And they see it fit to go ahead and keep attacking Lebanon, which is extremely problematic for the Lebanese government, which for once actually has international credibility and domestic credibility, both the prime minister and the president. And they find it very difficult to convince, to sort of gather domestic support if they have to disarm Hezbollah if Israel keeps attacking, because this is Hezbollah's reason to have arms in the first place, threat from Israel.
So the Lebanese Prime Minister Nawaf Salam has come out criticising Hezbollah overnight. How unusual or significant is that?
Extremely unusual, very significant, and in fact very brave of him. Lebanon, Hezbollah is the only entity that is armed, and there's always a fear. Essentially, Hezbollah can do what it wants, even after it's been attacked and decimated to quite, not decimated, I'd say, but, you know, they've taken quite a beating in the war with Israel last year. But despite that, they continue to have arms. They've got strong support. Hezbollah is not just a number of armed fighters, but a large number of people in Shia community back the group. And for the Prime Minister to come out and actually call out Hezbollah is quite a brave move.
How would you describe the popularity of Hezbollah in Lebanon right now?
Oh, the Shia community, it still has backers. And in some ways, there are others in Lebanon also who sympathize with the group more now because of its recent war with Israel. And, you know, in a ways, the conflict has proved Hezbollah's point, right, that it is essentially trying to protect the Lebanese from Israel. However, having said that, I've lived in Lebanon for many, many years, and I've spoken to people in many communities there. And there was sort of a sense of people being kind of desperate to, have a country with a normal country where a group that calls itself a political group does not have arms and essentially doesn't call the shots, doesn't rule over the government. So there's also a lot of disenchantment with the group.
What do we know about Hezbollah's capability to fight back at the moment?
And not much. They do not have the capabilities right now, in a way, you know, but they still have the pride. We've got to kind of understand how this group operates. If you are in Lebanon, if you're in any of these areas which have Hezbollah supporters, you cannot get out of your car, you cannot take out your phone if you are a foreigner and even take a photograph. Anybody can just come to you and ask you to not do that, and anybody could be a spy, a sympathizer, or a supporter. These groups, as I earlier said, you know, this is not a militia. They have huge support in their communities. So what they still have is a community, or many people in that community, I don't know how many, but many who back the group, who see a reason for it to exist.
Anchal Vora, thank you very much for joining me this morning.
Thank you.